Welcome to the Grunt Free Press Podcast. I sort of forgot how to open this, the quote unquote normal way, without making a bunch of horror puns. The Spookfest really took a lot out of me this year, I'm not gonna lie. But, you know, I'll do it until the day I die, because someone has to. I really am the greatest unsung hero of the modern age. For further proof of that, go to www.gruntfreepress.com. All your answers are there. Like, why would someone leave a review up for years, a Silent Hill 2 review, where he keeps calling the main character from that game the wrong name repeatedly, just leave it up there in the review, and then he read it recently, he was just like, what the fuck, why did I just fucking do that? Should be an easy fix, you would think. And it is. You know, I'm obviously fucking aware of it. I could fix it in 2 seconds, but I don't. You would think it would be just a really simple thing to go back and correct. And you would be correct about that. I'm Absolute Deicide. The email address is podcast@gruntfreepress.com. And I've been doing this for 226 episodes. Everything will come back to me, you know, much like herpes. So BlizzCon happened. I didn't watch it. I'm not that much of a geek. The summary of that from looking at the headlines, which is all over fucking every goddamn gaming website now, is basically what I got from it is Diablo 4 is coming out eventually. Sometime. I don't think there's a release date for it. I'm not the biggest Diablo fan in the world, but it's all right. I think the series is all right. I played all of them. I mean, I've at least played a lot of 1 and 3. I mean, those games are worth playing through once. You know what I mean? Like, I'll play through them. I'm like, oh, they were okay. I don't get how people play them like 50 times over and grind through fucking shit. I mean, they're really fucking just repetitive and grindy. Again, the first time through, when you see the game, like beginning to end, and like, okay, that was a game. that was something. And, I wouldn't fucking play it more than that. But the couple of screenshots of Diablo 4 that I've seen, it actually looks pretty good. It looks dark and bloody and gritty. I don't know how well that's going to sit with Blizzard's Chinese overlords, but, you know, as long as there aren't skeletons in it, as that's, you know, Chinese people freak out over skeletons, they're illegal there. As long as they don't do that, I'm sure it'll get past the censors, and also, you know, no Winnie the Pooh images or anything like that. Because, yeah, fucking Chinese people are fucking strange. Also strange is the announcement of an Overwatch 2. I just didn't think they were going to make like a full-blown numbered sequel to Overwatch. And not this soon anyway. I mean, I played the first game pretty heavily for the first like month it was out. Maybe like for a month, that's pretty much all I played was fucking Overwatch. I played it like every fucking day, and That's not like really a knock against Overwatch at all. I mean, a month straight of just playing one game is just about my limit. Like, after that, I'm like, what am I doing with my fucking life? Why am I playing this one fucking game for this long? You know, then I have to move on to something else. And that's like when it's borderline becoming like an addiction. You know what I mean? I'm just fucking like, I mean, I'll fucking play games, like different games and shit, but I can't just do the same one over multiple fucking months and years. Like, I look at the fucking people, speaking of Blizzard, like playing, like, oh dude, I played fucking World of Warcraft for whatever, like in-game years and shit. Like, it's like, I just couldn't do that. Like, I can't do that shit. I thought, like, yeah, the first Overwatch I thought was great. You can go back and listen to those episodes if you don't believe me. Whatever the fuck they were. I just look for the timeline, I guess, of when the first one came out. But yeah, I mean, I was under the impression it was going to be one of those games that they kept adding new content to, just the base game for years, you know? Which, I mean, I guess they did. I'm kind of out of the loop after that first month, but I've fucking heard that they've kept adding characters and game modes and special events and new maps and all that shit. Again, I never played them besides what was just out the first month, but I kept hearing about, like, how successful that model was for them and how, you know, a lot of people were still playing it every night and that's all they did, and, you know, they fucking grouped up with their friends every night and fucking played it since it came out, pretty much. So I didn't think we'd see an Overwatch 2 for, I don't know, like 5 years or something like that. And, you know, maybe we won't. maybe we won't see fucking Overwatch 2 for that long, because it's still, again, it's coming out eventually. There's no real date for it. And it's kind of weird how they're doing it, too. It's not like a brand new game that, like, you know, you're not, like, starting fresh from scratch. And it's not like fucking, well, if you have Overwatch 1, like, that's its own thing. And then Overwatch 2, they're just, you know, building it up from fucking, you know, scratch with new graphics and all that. It sounds like it's almost like an expansion where it's fucking, like, well, everybody, you know, you just got to get, like, new skins and new bullshit like that. And, like, new, there's, like, a campaign mode, kind of, but not. It's just like a PvE type thing you can play, which won't be available in Overwatch 1. But if you're just doing, like, PvP, you can still play with everybody who just says Overwatch 1. Like, it's the same fucking, it's almost like a new season. It's almost like Overwatch Season 2, pretty much. It's just fucking, like, well, if you don't buy Season 2, you're not gonna get some fucking, like, skins and, like, these different fucking modes, but the base game is still going to be the same. I think Overwatch 1, they're still going to add any new map or character that's still going to be added into the original game. So it's a little weird to call it Overwatch 2. This is really, it's like, here's, like, some shit that's kind of could have been added to the base game anyway, and it's not that different. Like, you're still playing the same shit, but I don't know, a little weird, but it is kind of, you know, it is kind of like a marketing thing that's kind of, like, worked on me. Of, like, oh, well, I haven't fucking played Overwatch in, you know, fucking years or whatever. And, like, oh, they're making a second one, I'll check it out. And then, like, the more I learn, it's like, well, it just sounds like it's not even going to be that much of an improvement, really. It's just fucking, like, some added, like, story shit, which who fucking cares about the Overwatch story? I certainly don't. But it's coming out eventually. We'll see. And, yeah, that was pretty much BlizzCon 2019. All the stuff that I cared about anyway. There's probably some, like, World of Warcraft something or other and fucking Hearthstone horse shit, but I've trained my eyes and my ears to completely, like, gloss over. Anytime those games are mentioned, it just goes right by me. It's like I never fucking saw it. You know, it's like reading through, like, redacted, classified documents where it's like, oh, you know, a new expansion for beep was fucking announced, and as well as, you know, new card packs for beep. I mean, I'm just like not that much of a geek. There's certain games that it's like fucking, you know, I play a lot of fucking video games. There's certain ones that's like, that's kind of gay. I'm not fucking really that interested in it. It's a very fine line, I know. It's my own personal Bushido code that I live by. You know, I don't get the whole fucking Blizzard games are fucking heads and shoulders above all the other games. Oh, this fucking legendary company, and I don't really get that fanboy shit. I never did. Like, fucking all around, fucking whatever, StarCraft and Warcraft and all that shit. Yeah, those games, I played those games, and I'm like, oh, these are pretty cool, and just moved on. Just certain people are just fucking, you know, a big community of fucking people are just like, dude, Blizzard games, dude, oh my god, like fucking, I mean, you don't really hear too much about that now, since they came out in support of the genocide of all Taiwanese people. Just, you know, Blizzard is like, they put out a couple good games every 5 years. The way I look at it is like, fucking, like, okay, like, again, some like about half of them, like I have no interest in playing at all. And the other half that I do play, I'm like, oh, they're pretty good. But I don't see why they get their own convention that like dominates the news cycle for fucking weeks when it comes out of all these games that have like no release date and nothing, no like new brand new shit either. It's like Diablo 4, cool. Which, the base of that, it's like fucking, it's just another, it's another Diablo game, just, you know, tweaks here and there, whatever, you know, fucking whatever, World of Warcraft expansions and bullshit like that. I could see if they had like all, like every one of like the Activision games and Blizzard games, if it was like, this is where we're announcing and showing them every year. This is like BlizzCon, Activision BlizzCon, like all the, yeah, like all this fucking shit that Activision has together. And, you know, they skipped like E3 completely and just showed off like, you know, here's the new Call of Duty and fucking whatever, throw Destiny. I don't know if they even fucking own, if they even have control of Destiny anymore, or if that's its own thing. But like, yeah, all the fucking Activision shit, like here's everything together, Blizzard shit, all here's like a convention of that. I can see that, but I couldn't even tell you really what else Activision publishes these days besides like Call of Duty and shit. Like, you know, that's the one I know for sure. But yeah, speaking of which, Call of Duty Modern Warfare. Modern Warfare. Not Call of Duty 4 Modern Warfare. That's not modern enough anymore. As dumb and confusing as that may sound at first, after playing through the Modern Warfare campaign of the new Call of Duty Modern Warfare, I do kind of get it. I mean, why, you know, why they called it that? Yeah, you know, when Call of Duty 4 : Modern Warfare came out, you know, that was like fucking, you know, Iraq, the Iraq War, you know, Afghanistan, and, you know, we were seeing, you know, basic cable news footage of drone strikes and helicopter, you know, AC fucking 130 strikes and all that shit. Thermal imaging from fucking helicopters and like all the whole like shock and awe and all that shit. But, you know, it's like fucking like, oh, you know, I hadn't really seen this shit covered that much, you know what I mean? Like before, just on every day on fucking like cable news or whatever, it was different to see. And, you know, they're going to make a game back then called Modern Warfare. It's like, all right, well, we're going to fucking go into that and, you know, you're going to be playing through that. But at the end of the day, it was still fairly like traditional, like it's this country's army versus that country's army. So, like, sort of, you know, like fucking storming the cities and tanks and all that shit, dropping bombs. And then, you know, it's still like that sort of war. Just, again, just different fucking technology we were using. But, yeah, but now in modern current year, I mean, we're actually still fighting those wars are still going on. We're still fucking fighting them. But the front lines are all terrorist attacks from small cells and special ops night raids to retaliate and, you know, pitting, like, trying to pit, like, one shitty group of goat fucking towel heads against each other, you know, against another one. All still fucking run by the Jews, of course, you know, fucking Jews, fucking Jew wars never change, something like that. But, yeah, keeping up with that, I mean, there aren't any, like, big set piece tank battles in Modern Warfare. You know, you're not fucking, the game isn't have you like holding a hill while a battalion of enemy soldiers assault your squad or anything like that. It's all much smaller scale, subdued, stripped down type of missions that you're doing for a Call of Duty game. I mean the most like intense moments in there, I think, are like the few levels where you're doing the, like, nighttime raids on houses. You know, you bust into a house in the middle of the night, and you're in there, like, shoulder to shoulder with your squad mates, and you're going, you know, upstairs, going room to room, checking corners, and trying to make, like, snap decisions when you find people moving, like, you know, who's a threat, who's a civilian, and, you know, they're fucking, like, going under their beds and, like, taking out AKs and shit, or, like, fucking, you know, pulling out fucking pistols on you and taking hostages and shit like that. I mean, the game is, they're drawing, like, inspiration from movies like Zero Dark Thirty and shit like that. rather than, again, when Call of Duty 4 came out, it was still kind of like, well, it's going to be like Saving Private Ryan, kind of, or whatever, you know, Patton, like, you know, like those fucking movies, like, you know, these fucking, like, tank battles and shit like that. You know, fucking just that used, this used fucking modern technology. It's like, no, this is, you know, going to go a different direction to this, like, smaller scale, like, infantry battle, like, close quarters type shit. It's also probably one of the most comprehensible Call of Duty campaigns, because they focus on these four characters the entire time, and they're telling like a fairly just like a linear story, like a start to finish, like, oh, here's the bad guy, like, fucking, you know these characters are doing their thing, and rather than like hopping around the world and like this massive war, and you're just fucking like, all right, now you're gonna be fucking taking part in this fucking battle here in Russia or whatever, and now you're fucking in, you know, LA or, you know, whatever the fuck they're doing, like all over the place. Like, rather than doing that, it's like, all right, we're just gonna go like step by step, like, you know, these, here's the story we're telling, just kind of go with it. It works. I actually like it. You know, like switching sides and the usual nonsense that they pull in the Call of Duty game. It's just like fucking, it's like, I don't know, here's just like levels. You're just jumping around. I guess there's some kind of story in the background and whatever the fucking this war is about. It's like, no, like here's like these characters' story they're going through. It opens up with you discovering a warehouse full of chemical weapons that you think belong to the Russians or something like that. Then, you know, those chemical weapons get stolen, and then it cuts to like a terrorist attack happening in London, which I know it's fucking, it's like, oh, dude, this makes sense, you know, world, it's like, you know, you kind of are like world hopping, but again, it's just fucking like, that might sound unrelated and exactly like the globe trotting bullshit I said they didn't do this time. But yeah, I mean, once you go to London, there's the attack on Piccadilly Circus they use that to like introduce, like, just like introducing like a character, one of the main characters is going to be through the rest of the game. And the chemicals come back later at the end and shit, so like it ties together, like just like that opening scene, just like, all right, you're, you know, if you're watching like a show or so, it's like here's like a cold open of setting up like the main plot of these chemical weapons. It's going to be like the driving force of the rest of the fucking story, and then like, all right, and then it's going to cut to, you know, the beginning of like the main story. It's like, all right, here's this character, what he's doing, like what he's going through and shit in the in London. Yeah, that level's pretty fucking crazy. It's like they were going for putting you in like the middle of a mass shooting. It feels like you're just fucking in the middle of just like shit like raining down on you, like, you know, Mandalay Bay in Vegas or something like that, or like a, you know, Christchurch or anything like that, you know, where yeah, when that shit would happen, you listen to like the eyewitness accounts of those, and they're describing what happened, and it's like fucking like, oh, you know, just fucking going about a normal day, and then automatic weapon fire just started going started like reverberating around the buildings that sounded like it was coming from every direction, because it's like, you know, you can't tell if it's eight different guns firing or one, and the sound's just fucking like bouncing off the buildings and shit like that. Civilians are getting mowed down in front of you, and people are yelling for help, and you're just fucking like, you know, just fucking chaos, pretty much, just surrounding you, and this fucking, like, 2 seconds ago, it was like a normal fucking day. And you're playing as a cop, so, you know, you've got, like, half a dozen situations that you feel like you should be responding to, like you should be going to help this fucking group of civilians over there, or fucking, like, whatever, or do you run up and, you know, you're seeing guys standing on top of cars and, like, you know, blasting bullets into crowds of people, and this suicide bombers are rushing you, and, you know, you're trying to fucking go through these buildings and clear them out, and, you know, where there's fucking, like, shooters on the fucking, like, third floor or whatever, you're going through the lobby and fucking, like, trying to go up and, like, you know, clear out that group up there, and you can't really respond to, you can't, like, save everybody, you can't fucking get to every threat that's there, so he's kind of like running through like, okay, I gotta like prioritize, all right, I gotta go fucking do this, I gotta go do that. You know, this fucking hostages are there like wired with explosives, and from what I understand, that's pretty much his life in London now, how it goes in every day. But but as a peace loving, non-violent American, it's pretty harrowing and horrifying to live through. So I'm sure like most of what goes on at that level is probably very scripted and would play out more or less exactly the same way each time that you played it. But I think they did do like an excellent job of making it seem like this is just, you know, this organic, overwhelming like moment of panic where you just fucking, you know, you just throw it into this fucking situation and you just go deal with it. Like I think they did a good job of like making that seem like it's fucking, you know, shit happening. It's like, oh, I, you know, we probably have no choice but to go up in the building and fucking take them out or go over here and do what you gotta do. You probably couldn't fucking like go off the the main path too much, but it does feel pretty open and shit. You stop in your tracks and you're just thinking, it's like, all right, what do I do? Like fucking, you know, this shot's being fired to your right and some fucking broad's trying to hide behind a car, like, you know, right in front of you. And then, you know, you look up and there's somebody with a fucking machine gun's rounding the corner in the fucking street and shit. So it's like, yeah, you know, you're trying to figure out like who your targets are, like who the shooters are versus like, you know, just regular civilians in the crowd. And it's pretty fucking good. Like, I like that a lot. I'm like, fucking, that's pretty, you know, it's pretty intense, pretty, a little bit, you know, different than what you used to in shooters. It's not just fucking, again, going through like some, you know, war zone with just all, like, everybody's a soldier that you're fighting. It's fucking like, all right, here's this, like, shit happening, dude. There's fucking, like, people you gotta take out. And, you know, it's, yeah, I know there was, like, a big, hubbubaloo about how, quote unquote, controversial the campaign is in modern warfare, but that was from like the usual faggots. It was fucking just, you know, you read articles like, oh, you know, has Call of Duty gone too far? And, you know, oh, I was, it was so like violent and disturbing, I was uncomfortable playing it. And, you know, they're trying to like fucking asking like, you know, Infinity Ward, like repeatedly, oh, you're gonna like tone this down? Because fucking, like, I don't know, dude, you know, it's not fucking palatable, whatever. So, you know, you got like that bullshit was all over the previews of the game, which at this point in time, you can't really tell if that was just like marketing that was being pushed, you know, or typical journal or game journalist gayness. Like, you never really fucking tell. But there's nothing that I really, but playing through is nothing I really found crazy or like out of the norm, ultra violent or anything like that. It's fucking just like, I don't know, there's fucking just some cool shit in there that's fucking new. And you know what I mean? And then like a lot of it's just pretty standard, just fucking going through again, just fucking running through fucking cities and shit and shooting fucking people. There is one level where you play as a little girl, maybe like 10 or 12 years old. And a Russian soldier, like, kicks his way into her house and shoots her father. And that level has you, like, hiding under tables, trying to avoid him until you can find, like, a knife to stab him a few times. Like, you know, you stab him once, then he kind of takes the knife out and searches for you again. You're hiding, like, his fucking Outlast or something like that, like a survival horror type thing where you're trying to fucking, like, not let him see you and sneak up behind him and stab him and shit. But it's not like fucking, even when you are stabbing him, it's not like you're like gutting him. It's not like he's fucking like super explicit, just like gutting and fucking, you know, torturing him or anything like that. It's also not like you're like attacking like some innocent civilian or anything like that, you know, or he's trying to like rape you. Nothing like that. He's trying to fucking like grab you and you're trying to fucking survive and get away from him by stabbing him, but I mean, like, whatever, after like shooting fucking 500 people, like, oh, dude, this was so like disturbing. It's just like, whatever, man, I'm just fucking stabbing this guy, who fucking cares? I mean, you're like, the whole, you're just trying to kill him before he can kill you or whatever, or your brother, or maybe the fact that you're playing a child in that level is the big like faux outrage. But it's a first-person game, so who fucking cares? So your perspective's a little bit lower. Like, this is what it comes down to. These are also the same people who tell you to listen to that fucking Greta retard about climate change, whatever the fuck that is. Or they'd probably also defend child trannies or whatever, but now it's fucking like, oh, there's a girl. Ooh, a little girl stabbing somebody. It's just like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, what are you shocked about now? Like, what the fuck is this bullshit? So yeah, I didn't really find anything in modern warfare out of line, really, from any other game in the series. You know, specifically, it's not even like it didn't even seem like they're trying to go out of their way to be like really that like crazy or push limits. Like, you know, there was no Modern Warfare 2 where they, you know, it had like the no Russian mission, famously, or even like World War II, where it seems like they were deliberately trying to like piss like these people off, like the lefty game critics, by like fucking, you know, they're like really trying to like humanize the Nazis and World War II, like Call of Duty World War II, that game was fucking way fucking gorier than fucking Modern Warfare. Like, that was like crazy, like insanely bloody. Like, I was like shocked, like I was shocked, but like how bloody that shit was, where it's fucking, you know. You know, legs are fucking being blown off and fucking heads exploding and shit. Just fucking, you know, it's gory as fuck. Modern Warfare is pretty fucking like PG-13 by comparison. It's really not. I mean, you shoot people in the head, just little like sprays, like mists of blood, and they drop and shit. It's not fucking like crazy. You know, you fucking like walk into a claymore, you just kind of collapse and you die. It's not like fucking World War II, which is like, holy shit, dude, my fucking legs just fucking came off and shit like that. Like, it's fucking like that. Like, that shit was fucking crazy. The only level I can think of that's fucking a little bit risque, or whatever the fuck they're going for. There's another flashback with that girl, like the little girl from that stealth level, Farrah, and it, you know, kind of like goes forward a little bit, and now she's like an adult. She does get captured. She's in prison, and she's being tortured by being waterboarded, not raped. I mean, it's never fucking rape, goddammit. And I mean, fuck, if you're gonna be like, oh, just the fact that there's waterboarding in the game. I mean, waterboarding, that was kind of like a hot button issue, like, what, like 5 years ago or something like that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, fucking, you know, I don't really think anybody cared about that now or whatever. Like, they stopped doing it in the military or whatever the fuck, like, you know, recently, or it's like, or whatever. It's fucking like, whatever. Like, who fucking cares? There's not really that much to that scene. I mean, like, you're like, even if you're gonna say like, oh dude, they're doing that to like push buttons or whatever, it's like, you're the one that's being tortured, like you're being waterboarded in the scene, and it's being done by the game's villain, or, you know what I mean? So it's like, fucking, they were trying to make a statement about that. It's not like they were saying waterboarding's like good. Like, you know what I mean? It's fucking, it's like putting you in the shoes of being tortured. It's like you're doing it to somebody or anything like that. And there is another part towards the end where you have the main villain, like the antagonist, you capture his second in command, and you're trying to get him to give you information. So you bring in his wife and his child, like, you know, the fucking, like, you captured them too. So it's fucking, you know, you have him in this room, you're fucking like asking him questions, he's not talking. So it's like, all right, well, maybe this will make you talk. And fucking, you know, van door opens up and you drag out his fucking wife and his kid and bring them into the room. And they give you a revolver, and it's fucking like, oh, you know, like fucking, so to get him to talk, you're like pointing the gun at his fucking wife and kid and shit. But then, like, you know, after you do that, like, he just cracks and he starts telling you what you want to know. As you're doing that, if you pull the trigger to try to like shoot the fucking, the kid and the fucking wife, which of course I did. I mean, it's fucking like, all right, dude, I'm just like, fuck this guy. You know what I mean? You try doing that, and the gun's empty. Like, you can't even, like, it's not like you can fucking blow the kid's brain out or anything like that. It's empty. So then you fucking, it's like, all right. So then, another character's like, all right, well, it was empty, but now we're going to put bullets in it. So he, you know, loads the revolver up with bullets and fucking gives it back to you. And again, you know, I tried to fucking blow the kid's fucking brains all over the wall. Even after like he had given up the information, he didn't really need to do that. It's like, all right, I'm just going to fucking shoot his kid, dude, you know? Cause, you know, this guy was, you know, in the fucking story, it's like, this guy here is a real like monster. He's fucking responsible for killing hundreds, if not thousands of fucking like innocent people and, you know, women and children and shit. Like, his nickname in the game is, the Butcher. So, you know, if they're trying to put you in the situation, is try to make you think about the moral dilemma of like fucking, it's like, oh, you know, are you willing to kill this woman and child to potentially save countless lives down the road, like that type of thing? Or, you know, would you save two people on a train track to fucking save 100 people later? It was like that kind of thing. It was like, are you willing to fucking kill the wife and the kid to get the information you need to fucking take down the main terrorist guy? And it's fucking like, I had already fucking crossed that bridge. Like, as soon as they fucking like put the gun in my hand, I'm like, yeah, dude, fuck him. You know what I mean? Like, fuck the wife, fuck the kid, dude. I don't fucking care. I just wish they let you rape both of them, the wife and the kid, in front of their father and fucking husband or whatever. Then you get to rape him afterwards for no reason, just because. Like that would have been something, like, if it was in there. But, like, all right, that's a little salty, but, I would have taken it. But no, of course not. You know, if you kill a couple hundred people and they call you a hero, but rape a child and they call you a pedophile. That's just the type of world that we live in these days. Unfucking believable. Yeah, you can't shoot them either. The fucking the wife and the kid. You can't even just like wound them or anything. The game won't let you. I mean, you can't fucking shoot any civilians either. So I just don't know what the fuck the previews of the game we're fucking talking about. Call of Duty Modern Warfare we're talking about. As usual, you know, it's like they didn't even fucking play the game at all. Or they played it for 5 minutes and had to write some clickbait garbage on their site to try to keep their jobs. And they're not even good at that either, you know. It's like nothing really, like, at all, like, out of the ordinary in this fucking game as far as, you know, again, violence or, you know, torture or, of course, no rape. I'm not a big fucking mod guy. I don't really usually play games with mods, but if anyone could mod into one of the Call of Duty games where you just, you know, wartime atrocity-style rapes, like, that fucking make it so much better. But yeah, so the campaign is solid. I mean, I'm glad I played it. I mean, I'd say there's nothing like crazy or particularly innovative in any sense of the word. It was just a good, well-paced Call of Duty single player story that's again, the story in it, I think they tell it like it's just like a notch or two above what they usually do as far as just like making sense and fucking like just telling like the good fucking story that you can follow. It's fucking like, all right, cool. It's not just fucking bunch of like military jargon bullshit and fucking like hop and fucking just like battle the battle for no reason. It's like, oh, they made like a pretty decent fucking story. And then we've got the multiplayer for Call of Duty Modern Warfare, which is the main draw. I think World War II is, I think that's my most played Steam game still. I mean, the Call of Duty games aren't on Steam anymore. It's now we're on like the, if you're playing on PC, you have to use the battle.net Activision Blizzard launcher, whatever the fuck that is. Whatever it's called, of Duty. So the biggest change to the multiplayer is that it's now crossplay between all platforms that it's on. Meaning if they're playing the game on PC, you can play it with people who are on PlayStation 4 or Xbox One or whatever. And that actually works fucking great. Like, that's just fucking like, oh, I figured like, you know, the first time they're doing it, it's going to be like buggy and problems, you know, so some problems with it, but there's really no fucking downside to that that I can think of. But fucking like, you just play just a bigger pool of people you can fucking play with, like whatever. Again, everyone's on an Activision account when they're playing it, but it's just fucking same shit. Like, who cares? You know, the big comeback that people would always give you if you played on PC was always fucking like, oh yeah, sure, you know, you get to play the game in fucking ultra wide and fucking, you know, ultra graphic settings. Oh, I bet it looks great, but you know, the game's gonna be dead in like fucking 6 months on PC, lol. You always get that shit. And you know, I was like fucking like, yeah, well, fuck you, because it's fucking like we're all playing the same fucking game, dude. Just again, my mind looks better than yours. So how about that? Faggots. So the game runs amazingly well for me. It's Call of Duty, of course. It's one of the highest budget games there is. That series is always just pump a ton of fucking money into it, and it comes out like clockwork every year. Uses the same engine more or less like they have since fucking Call of Duty 4 or whatever. It was the same shit. But it's just always nice to play a PC game that just works with virtually like no issues. It just fucking is like just press play, install it, press play, and just fucking like, okay, it just works. Like it just fucking, it runs fine. because even the past couple of Call of Duties have had like some like weird shit with the game, you know, like fucking it just, the game would just be endlessly like updating. You'd have to like uninstall it and fucking reinstall it, and you know, there'd be connection issues and just like weird shit like that. But Modern Warfare on PC It's basically just fucking, it's like, oh, it's like so well optimized. It's like it's pretty much like playing it on a console again. I mean, you just fucking hit play and it just fucking plays and it's fine for me anyway. And of course with PC shit, you're going to hear people complaining about this and that, but my experience is fucking like, this runs fucking great. Like it's fucking pisser. Just works. The only flaw that I could really notice was the cutscenes in the campaign are choppy, because they used those to hide the loading in the game between levels and shit. That can get bad sometimes. It's like freezing up like completely for a couple seconds. It'll start up and it's like choppy and all that. And you know, the sound will get desynced. So I don't know why they decided to do it that way rather than have like a, you know, just show, give me a fucking loading screen for like whatever, a minute or two or whatever, just to load up what you need to. And but in the end, I mean, it's just fucking, you know, cutscenes. It's like Call of Duty cutscenes. And again, the story in the campaign's okay, but really, who fucking cares? I like the fucking like the levels and all that, but it's fucking like, you know, again, the story makes sense through playing the game, but it's like, oh no, these fucking cutscenes are a little choppy. It's like, I'm not gonna I wish they didn't do that, but it's not fucking like, oh dude, ruins the game. It's just fucking like, I don't know, dude, choppy cutscenes. I'll fucking deal with it. Anyway, yeah, the multiplayer I was talking about. Obviously, that's not an issue. The crossplay works great. I'm actually using a keyboard and mouse for the first time playing a Call of Duty game. And, of course, that's brings up the eternal retarded debate of keyboard and mouse versus controller. And, yeah, I mean, the general consensus that you get is fucking, you know, it's an advantage if you have a mouse because you can aim quicker and you can aim more precisely when you're shooting. And you know, maybe that's true at like a certain level of play. Like, you know, if you had like evenly matched people of fucking, you know what I mean? Who were both top tier, you know, top fucking 5% of fucking players in the world, and you put them against each other, and you know, it's fucking like, oh well, obviously the guy with the fucking mouse is going to be fucking like aiming, they're gonna get like two or three more bullets and, you know, hitting before the other guy can fucking react or like, you know, whatever. But for me, I mean, I don't think I'm any better or worse off with either option. It's a fucking wall. It's a trade-off between, yeah, I can aim a little bit better, a little faster with the mouse, or, but on the other hand, having like an analog stick to like slap that thing around for like strafing and movement and all that. It's way more difficult to run and slide and jump and all that shit with a keyboard. I mean, it's just fucking, I find anyway, I just don't find it, like, no matter how much I play with, again, I fucking played keyboard and mouse shit from the beginning, pretty much, like, you know, playing Aliens versus Predator and whatever, fucking 1999, playing those fucking multiplayer shooters. I always just find it's kind of like cumbersome moving around, you know, clickety clackety. And meanwhile, people on fucking controllers are like running circles around you, and you know what I mean? It's fucking like sliding and fucking going prone and fucking like circle strafing the shit out of you. But yeah, no discernible difference as far as I can tell between me. I'm not like fucking like, oh, of course, dude, I'm doing much better because I'm on a fucking keyboard and mouse. And I still can't snipe for shit. It doesn't make me any more patient or tactile while I'm playing, or smarter. I mean, it doesn't fucking fix my shitty eyes or my shitty brain. I'm still lucky if I fucking like break even in a game. I feel pretty good about myself. And I actually did think that there might be an issue trying to get like a cross-play party going to play with other people, because the person I was trying to play with was playing on an Xbox, where we kept trying to like get in each other's parties and on each other's friends lists, but he couldn't see my friend requests and I couldn't see his. And I was like, all right, maybe this fucking, maybe it's down right now. Maybe it's fucking just not working, or maybe you just can't do that. But I was playing, you could see like people with they show you the icon of what they're playing on. So it's like, yeah, I know when I'm playing games and playing with people on Xboxes and PlayStations and shit, but I can't, for some reason, I can't like invite somebody to join me into a party or into a game. But it was just a matter of, you have to create like a Call of Duty or a fucking Activision account, and you have to search like in-game, obviously, as opposed to like searching through Xbox Live or PSN or whatever. It's just pretty, you know, pretty self-explanatory. Obviously, I'm not playing on Xbox, but you know, if you search for me on Xbox, it's like, yeah, you'll have the same name. You'll see my account there, but you send me like party requests and friend requests or whatever. I'm not going to see it there because I'm just not on. You got to do it through the game, through the Call of Duty account. It was just human error there. I mean, it does work, and hopefully most major online games after this will follow suit with that, because it is a fucking nice feature, really. And again, just the very base of it, just having a bigger player base to fucking go through for anything, any kind of multiplayer thing, is good. You know, and then you get no more like fucking like, you know, oh, we're playing the same game. Like, what are you playing on? Like, oh, that sucks because I bought it on another system. And you know what I mean? It's like, oh, it sucks. We're playing the same game, but we can't play. You know, we just can't play together. Like that shit's for the fucking birds, I think. Like, I think again, it's fucking, hopefully people, you know, other companies see this and they're like, all right, dude, we just fucking should just do this. Like, why not? Supposedly it's fucking an easy thing to do. So yeah, what I like about Modern Warfare, you know, it's very stripped down, back to basics. You know, everything from like the loadouts to the menus are really easy to understand. There's no fucking, you know, you're not earning like loot boxes. Then you need keys to open these loot boxes, and there's no fucking like grappling hooks and jet boosting around like it's fucking like Halo. It's just like you're a soldier with a gun and maybe a grenade if you equip it, and boots on the ground is what they always say they're going for, and that's pretty much what Modern Warfare is. It just feels very just fucking, it's like you're a soldier, you're on the ground, like there's no bullshit, you're just fucking like going and doing soldier stuff. And when it comes to like game types that I'm playing in multiplayer, I'm very old school. I mean, I'll play fucking team deathmatch all day long, and usually with Call of Duty I play hardcore, because the normal modes are fucking insane. The amount of bullets it usually takes to kill somebody. In this one, in Modern Warfare, though, they change it up. So like the regular standard modes, it almost feels like you're playing hardcore, where you die super fast. You know, just very quickly, like a couple bullets in your fucking body, you just drop. I actually like that as well. It just feels more lethal. It's much more fucking immediate. It's not, it always fucking made me mad. I'm fucking like, oh, pumping half a clip into somebody and they fucking turn around and fucking murder you. If you're playing the normal mode, you still have the mini map and radar in the corner at all times, which is, you know, standard. It's the standard Call of Duty thing, which I actually find kind of annoying, just because I don't like splitting my attention the entire map match, looking fucking, it's like, all right, you have to look at the radar for people, and it's just like keep me away from just like playing the game. I just think it's also bullshit that, you know, you can't just fucking, it reveals your position when you fire, and it's also kind of bullshit that, you know, it's like fucking like, well, then you just equip a silencer and it won't fucking show up on the map, and it just makes UAVs kind of almost pointless, especially when people use like cold-blooded perks. They don't show up, which I do, of course. Like, why wouldn't you use that? It's just kind of like, well, you just constantly have, it's almost like constantly having a fucking UAV the whole time anyway. And, you know, you use a UAV and half the people aren't going to show up. And, you know, I like how, you know, if you're playing in a hardcore game with no fucking radar, usually, then it's like, all right, well, I earned a UAV and you fucking throw it up. And that's like a game changer, because it's like, all right, well, now it's like, now for the, whatever, the 30 seconds or a minute that it's up, it's like, now I can deal with, I'll look at the map for these, like right when it's up, you know what I mean? And the other team, you know that the other team doesn't have one. So it's like, all right, well, listen, the kill streak gave you this advantage, and, it makes sense. You know what I mean? As opposed to it just like constantly being there. And, there are actually more useful perks you could be using rather than cold-blooded when you're playing hardcore, because, again, it's very rare that the UAVs go up and shit. So, yeah, I just find that, like, it means something when the fucking UAVs are up there. I just think, like, the entire flow and balancing of the game seems better in hardcore, usually. There's less bullshit going on in general, which, fucking, again, you're just more boots on the ground, focused. You're just fucking paying attention to what you're doing. So yeah, as far as new modes go, there's a playlist right now with all, it's all nighttime maps, you know, which is interesting. You have to wear night vision goggles if you want to see anything more than like 10 feet in front of you. But when you're wearing those, the night vision goggles, you can't, use your scope. Like you can't like aim down sights. Instead, what they do is they give you like a laser scope, whatever, laser sight to aim with, which, you know, when you press like the left trigger, when you do the aim down sight thing, it's just like the laser pops up. But once you do that, everybody can see that, like your team and the other team that you're trying to fucking like aim. So you're trying to fucking laser is also like pointing everybody else like right to where you are too, if they were to follow it. So, there's like this balance or strategy where you're giving away your position when you're aiming. So you want to do it like sparingly. And you can't use long range scope. So, I mean, that all just brings the action in closer. So, it's unique. You know, I kind of like it. It's somewhere like right in between like the standard game types and like the hardcore mode. Where they have like, you know, body, if you shoot somebody in the body, it does normal damage, which in this game, it's actually pretty quick. It's pretty fucking easy to kill people anyway. So it's like they kept that the same, but then they have, I think any kind of headshots, like a one shot kill, which I think in the normal modes, it might take a couple depending on the gun and shit. So we kind of like that. You know, it's just like a fucking right in the middle between fucking like regular and fucking hardcore. Like, this is pretty interesting. And again, it's more close quarters and shit. It reminds me a bit of like old school Ghost Recon or something where you're just fucking just going just night vision all the time. And, the other new mode in there is, Ground War, which is essentially it's conquest from Battlefield, where, you know, you just have like a huge map and, vehicles. I think it's, you know, a higher player. There's like 60 something people playing at a time. You're trying to capture control points and shit, which I think it's a good idea. I mean, if they did it right, it'd work well in fucking Call of Duty. Why not? Here's Battlefield in Call of Duty. You know what I mean? It's fucking like, you know, Call of Duty, fucking smooth, fucking awesome controls. Just, you know, but the scale of Battlefield, like that could work fucking great. There's no blackout battle royale like there was in Black Ops 4. So, you know, here's like a bigger game type if you want that. And it's fucking less boring than playing a fucking battle royale on top of that. So, again, I like the idea of Ground War. But the map that it's on kind of blows. I played maybe 3 Ground War games I've tried getting into. And they've all been on this one terrible map. It might only be this one map that's in that game type. I don't know. There might be 2 or 3 or something. I've only seen the one. It's just like city streets and some buildings that you can get into. People driving tanks and flying helicopters. And yeah, well, guess what happens? I mean, you fucking fly a helicopter to the top of one of the buildings, and then the passengers in the helicopter get out on top of the buildings, on top of the roof. And they sit there and snipe the whole game. And that's pretty much Ground War. That's pretty much what that game type like really is. You know, they even have the Battlefield spawn on your squad system. So as long as one person is alive in the squad, you can spawn on them. So it's fucking, you know, you get somebody up in the building on the roof, and the whole squad is going to keep spawning on them. And so it's fucking, it's like a constant, there's always going to be snipers on these fucking roofs. Like, there's nothing you can fucking do about that. And you know, if you're not sniping, you're dead pretty much. You're going to just die from snipers on top of roofs. If you're not, if it's like, oh, I'm going to try sniping somewhere. If you're not like sniping on top of a building, you should probably get on top of a building. You know, if you're on foot and it's like, oh, I'm on foot, I'm going to try to get to the top of, get to a roof, and kill some of those enemy snipers up there. It's just going to suck because, trying to get up there, because I don't think there's any working elevators in the game. So they have you run up these sterile fucking 30-floor stairwells. You had to, like, go all the way up to the top of the fucking building. Nothing going. There's, like, nothing on any of the floors there beneath it. It's just fucking just a stairwell. You're running up these fucking, like, 30 flights at the top. Which, I mean, they're most likely going to have claymores all over them because why wouldn't they? There's fucking snipers up there. Just plant fucking claymores everywhere. The map just seems quickly thrown together or like it's repurposed. Like maybe at some point it was like a blackout map that they were working on, and then halfway through making it, halfway through like the development of Modern Warfare, they had the idea for this ground war game type. I'd much rather, again, if the map was good, I'd much rather play fucking ground war than blackout, you know? But they didn't think of like how quickly it would just become pointless team sniper is the game. Like that's what it is. Fuck is everybody's just going to sit there and snipe. It's just a big fucking map with a ton of people on it. Why wouldn't you just fucking like camp up top, like as high as you just get as high as you can get and just sit there and just fucking like snipe, you know? All of the capture points on the map can easily be defended by just posting up on roofs and fucking spraying down at any idiot trying to fucking play the game the right way and like trying to like capture points. Like, oh, I was gonna sit there and fucking snipe, but what are you gonna do about it? Even trying to use any of the vehicles on there, it's a pretty big deal, I guess. So it's like maybe the first time that there's fucking like actual vehicles in a Call of Duty game. I mean, besides Blackout had some or whatever, but it's fucking like in like this team based fucking big scale thing. It's fucking like, oh, here's helicopters and tanks and shit and all that shit. So I think it's the first time you could actually play them. Well, besides Call of Duty 3, which is here's a tank, you can drive it around in a circle and that's it. But yeah, good luck with that because there aren't any set classes that you're picking from. So you're just using your custom classes from any other PvP game type. So you know, everybody there can have RPGs set as secondary weapons. So you're either a sniper or you're a target, pretty much what it comes down to. So is it what the fucking game type is? And that, I know that's how like a lot of people play Call of Duty games anyway, which is just fucking all I do is snipe. I just fucking sit somewhere and I snipe and I find the best sniping spots and like whatever. But it's fucking just like, well, that's pretty much what this is. Like everybody's gonna fucking do that. Otherwise, it's fucking pointless of playing because you're just gonna get fucking sniped because the goddamn maps are so big. Yeah, but I'm pretty sure it was unintentional here. Like, and I don't think they were making like, dude, let's make a sniper fucking game type. It's like, no, but that's kind of what this turned into. But yeah, anyways, but the standards that I like, that I've always liked in the Call of Duty games, you know, team deathmatch, domination, search and destroy, normal or hardcore for either of them. It's really fucking fun. Like it is fucking, again, it's got the usual fucking bullshit where you'll spawn and die in a second. It's Call of Duty still, but it's fucking, this is still fun. And, I just like how it's just stripped down, just play the fucking game, not much to it, and good times. and then the modes that I usually don't like in these games, I still don't like. Kill confirmed is still gay as shit. Headquarters sucks. It's just a fucking like camp fest. It's a camp fest, the game. There's some new one called EMP, which I think I only played that once. Like if it, when you set up fucking just like a quick play or whatever, just you know, put me into fucking, they give you like a list of the game types and you can check, you know, either check on or check off fucking the game types you want to play, and just kind of like cycles through it, which I like that too. That's kind of what I did whenever I'd host a game or was playing a game by myself. I'd be like, all right, I'll play a couple of these games, you know, this game type, you know, team deathmatch, and then after a couple I'd switch to something else, then fucking go through that a couple times, switch over. So I kind of like how they have just fucking just like, here's a hopper of this shit, and just, you know, just stay in there, we'll just fucking randomly pick from the game types you like. I like that a lot. So yeah, this EMP thing I've only played once, which is it's basically neutral bomb, but you know, it's a bomb in the center of the map. You try to get it and then bring it into the enemy's base and blow it up or whatever. And then an EMP goes off. But once you get killed in this game type, you have to be revived by a teammate. Like, you can't just respawn. So, like, that EMP seemed all right, but I think the rounds in there go on for too long. So, you know, if you do get downed early on in the game, you got to be waiting around for what seems like 5 minutes or so to be, like, revived or the round to end or whatever. Which nobody's going to do. Like, nobody's going to try to revive you usually because, I mean, not without reason, because it's fucking like, all right, well, people know that there's, you know, they, the people they killed can be revived. So wherever I kill this guy, I'm just going to sit here and wait for somebody to come and be vulnerable as they're reviving them and try to, like, snipe them or kill them or whatever as they're doing that. Or you're just waiting for the round to end for like 5 minutes or however the fuck long the rounds are. You know, I don't know. I'll stick to the classics. Thank you. I mean, I'm an old man. I like my old fucking team deathmatch bullshit. There's also no zombies in the game, so that's a plus. I'm sure I'll be playing and talking about Modern Warfare plenty in the coming months. Hopefully I can say Modern Warfare without fucking sounding like a retard by the end of it. It's always a stretch trying to talk about these fucking, trying to make like a multiplayer shooter interesting podcast material where it's fucking, I shot this guy and he died, and then I get shot, and then I died, and then I respawned and ran around for a little while, and I saw somebody, but decided not to shoot at him, and I should have shot him because he shot me later. It's probably going to be about 6 months of that, so that's what the podcast is going to be from now on. So you'll probably want to put yourself into hypersleep and wait a couple thousand years and then climb aboard the nearest spacecraft and rocket yourself into the Outer Worlds. The Outer Worlds, the game made by Obsidian, otherwise known as Fallout in Space. I'm only like half a dozen hours or so into the Outer Worlds. And if I had to sum it up, I'd say it's very similar to Fallout, but it's in space. Specifically, it's like Fallout New Vegas, which makes sense because it's made by Obsidian, who are the developers of New Vegas. So you have the expected, you start off, you have the expected fucking character, creator. Whereas, like, here's all the fucking features you can change, facial features and all that bullshit. You're moving the sliders around and throw some scars on your face. And, it doesn't really fucking matter because you'll be wearing armor the entire game and a helmet. And you play in first person anyway. The stats for this are set up slightly different than what you're used to, but not really. I mean, this is like the same basic idea. There's maybe 10 categories that you can improve. It's like fucking, it's like melee, firearms, dialogue, technology, et cetera, the usual shit. But then from those categories, there are subcategories or specializations within those that you can't even like access. You can't even put points into like the specific, these more specific fucking skills until you have 50 points into the main category, which I'm assuming that's 50, like that's like the halfway point, like it's 50 out of 100 points, like 100's the limit, but who knows? I mean, it's always a fucking random crapshoot with these fucking new RPG systems of like fucking like, what do these numbers really mean? Like, as compared to what? Like, you have no idea until you fucking play a little bit. So the plot of The Outer Worlds is, it's the future. You're in space. There are all of these colonies on different planets, and mega corporations fund them. And the colonists are their loyal employees. They're all brainwashed into the company policies and bureaucracy. So, for instance, like the first planet that I'm on now, I'm exploring the outpost there is sponsored by this company called Spacer's Choice. So everybody there is like an employee of this Spacer's Choice fucking whatever company. You go and talk to the gravedigger there, and he wants you to go around town and collect burial fees from people who have been they've been deemed legally responsible for the deaths of the people buried in the graveyard. So every person you talk to has a similar semi funny story about how they've violated some minor code of conduct. And they inadvertently killed the guy or whatever, just some technicality that something they did, the company went and fucking holds them responsible for the guy dying or whatever. And every year they have to pay the fucking burial fee or whatever. One guy is sick and he needs medicine, but he doesn't meet the required level of illness to get a ration of pills. He has to fucking fall below a certain line before fucking the company will give him his fucking medicine or whatever. So far, and I'm not very deep into it, mind you. It is a little one note, when I saw the previews for the Outer Worlds and they explained the concept, they're saying these corporations have run amok in the future and, fucking they control everything. That's the joke. I mean, that's the joke of the game, the fucking, the sheriff will give you bounties to go and collect, and gameplay wise it plays out like every other fucking bounty hunting mission that you've ever played in a game, where it's all right, you accept it and then a waypoint will pop up, so you go there, you kill somebody, collect the proof that you killed them and return to the sheriff to collect some money, and only in the outer worlds the sheriff will mention how she fucking has to fill out a bunch of forms afterwards. After that, get it? Again, it's that's the joke. You're fucking there's a lot of corporate paperwork bureaucracy here. The game's okay, but it's definitely not immediately fucking grabbing me like a good RPG would. It does stick so vehemently to the Fallout 3 or 4. New Vegas formula, where it's all right, you see a named NPC and go up and talk to him, and you're going to be locked into that close-up camera where you listen to him talk and you're picking from a few dialogue choices on the bottom of the screen. It's kind of like fucking another one of these, and again so far, I'll stress, none of the characters, the plot lines are really fucking that interesting that I find. Again, it seems like this is like a by the numbers one of these games, but bureaucracy and fucking corporations, that's the fucking through line. So, there's some broad with me, my companion that's good at fixing things, and that's basically her personality. Her main personality trait is hey, I'm some chick who can fix stuff. All right. Everyone is pretty deadpan and even keeled, by design, I think. It's a commentary on how working for big corporations turns you into an automaton or something like that. Now you're playing a game where everybody just kind of looks and acts the same. I mean, it's fucking here's the joke, is everyone's kind of going by these fucking strict guidelines, and okay, so every character is going to be within the strict guidelines, you know what I mean? The same shit. You're doing tasks that you've done a million times before in a million different games, and this shit's kind of already just kind of blending together. All right, it's fucking, let's go. Go to this fucking waypoint, get some fucking MacGuffin, bring it back to the quest giver, and just what I'm doing. You know what I mean? Nothing's really standing out so far. Again, stressing that I'm pretty early on in the game. The art is good, and that's something. So. The planet that I'm on looks like it was lifted from an episode of the original Star Trek series, where everything's super bright and colorful. There are all these fucking like 6 foot tall dandelions fucking all over the place in the open. These goofy looking beasts running around, and you know, all of the computer equipment looks like it's from like, you know, 50s or 60s, like sci-fi. And they definitely went with the B movie sci-fi aesthetic from, you know, like the 60s or whatever. You know, it's no Deadly Tower of Monsters art, but it's close. It's pretty good. The combat is actually more intense than I expected. You can die really fucking quick. Like, if you start getting hit, and there's a couple hits, you're just dead. If you go up against like higher level fucking creatures and shit, or like a group of enemies, it's fucking like, oh, like maybe I can fucking finagle my way. I don't know. I'm fucking dead in a matter of fucking seconds. There's like a VATS equivalent that lets you slow down time, but that's on a meter. You can only use it like sparingly at first, until I'm assuming like if you dump enough skill points into like taking appropriate perks to like up your time in VATS or whatever the fuck it is, time dilation they call it. So yeah, they went pretty crazy with the loot. Like certain weapons will cause different status effects when you hit an enemy weak point if you're in VATS. So it's like, you know, you have like whatever, like a laser pistol when you fucking shoot somebody's head when you're in time dilation, whatever, that'll fucking just like blind them so they can't see. They're kind of incapacitated for a little bit, so that lets you fucking get some hits in and shit. Set people on fire, shit like that. It just all depends on like what weapon type you're using. So it seems like the combat might be the driving force to keep playing the Outer Worlds. Like that again, that's probably the most interesting part right now. It's like the combat's actually pretty good. Which is a pleasant surprise. Then you have to get through like the vapid empty characters to get to the combat. So it's again, not unlike New Vegas, which also felt like a fucking, just a Fallout 3 mod. Agree, disagree. I don't really give a shit either way, but if you feel like, expressing your thoughts, podcast@gruntfreepress.com. www.gruntfreepress.com is the center of the Outer Worlds. And I'm Absolute Deicide, waging my own form of modern warfare on everything gay in this world. This Outer World. Damn, I should have fucking saved that one for last. Oh well.